So on Saturday, we had a fucking boxing match of the ages, bro. Come on, bro. It's the first unanimous welterweight champion of the world.
What did you think about the fight?
Come on, dog.
What is Crawford?
Crawford, yes. And
I think Crawford whooped his ass.
I was the only one on Crawford Island from a lot of people that I asked.
I have a theory that I still think that it could be a possibility.
You said he put weights or something?
No, they put this.
Or the wraps?
Hierro, like, it's like not hierro. It's like
they a cast?
Wrapped, they, yeah.
And then they casted hardened, the wrap?
Yeah. They hardened the wrap with kind of like that type
it's
of paste.
It's a cast.
That makes it like a cast, but then you put the glove over it. So that could be just because, bro, the way he fucking rocked his face that fast, that soon, just to.
Because he dropped him in the second round?
Yeah, it wasn't even the drops, bro. It was like.
He dropped them in the second round.
The face was bloodied up, bro.
He dropped them in the second round, bro.
Yeah, I know
Spence
that.
Was like, "Whoa, what hit me?"
I mean, but he's been dropped before. He's been dazed. Ugas dropped him. He almost thought he lost his teeth, and that was the last fight, 15 months ago.
I personally think that Crawford, he just showed a level of boxing that I feel like. Errol Spence just didn't. I just feel like he didn't show up to that fight, bro. If I'm being honest,
I think he didn't show up either. But I also feel like bro was way more drained than Crawford.
He
looked smaller. And when before this fight was made, they were saying that Spence was the bigger fighter. So for it to go that way, and then
Spence is taller. He's 2 inches taller than him. Crawford has a longer reach by 2 inches. Crawford is older by 2 years. I think that plays a big component because he had 11 fights on him too. He's 39 fights over 28 fights, both undefeated, but Crawford has 30 knockouts in those 39 fights.
He's a great fighter. I don't know, man. It's just just kind of dramatic the way that it happened, man.
Yeah, because it was a total dust. Got dusted, bro.
A champ getting dusted like that is not common. It's not something that. And now he wants to run it back, but we'll see when that happens. But then,
I think it was crazy that Stephen A. Smith today said that he should retire.
He's tripping. And then to see, you know, I think Tony should retire.
It's fair to say that. After a 12-fight win streak, he loses 6 straight. Yeah. I think it's fair to say that.
And this is somebody that I was rooting for this fight. This is the fight where I thought he was going to turn
it back
around.
He said that the eye poke really affected him, which I would say that up till to that point, Bobby Green was getting his ass whooped. You would have to admit to that point.
I would say more.
Because as soon as that happened, I'm like, damn, Bobby Green, like, you had to do that to slow that shit down. I personally feel like he did that shit on purpose, right? I feel like he did that shit on purpose, bro.
Did he retire?
That was some like dirty shit that he did to like give himself a break.
MMA
he would have either done that or kicked him in the nuts, bro.
MMA Uncensored said that they were like giving him a post like he retired or some shit. But he did post a long thing.
People were saying that they want him to retire, but yeah, he was posting a long thing because he also mentioned that like he was like the after eye that eye poke, I wasn't able to see.
He's like, this guy's been known to be doing dirty shit like this.
Yeah, because bro, in his last fight, it was like a no contest because he headbutted the dude. Bobby Green, like that up until that point, bro, Tony Ferguson was winning that fight.
And then
bro.
It's crazy.
That's why I said that day, I was like, Tony Ferguson didn't look bad that night because there's fights, especially the Nate Diaz fight, where he looked like shit from the beginning of the bell, bro. But this fight, like he looked a lot more sharper. Bobby Green was like he was not fucking with him.
Did he do the eye poke, he also, when he was on top of him, he was covering his nose.
Well, that's normal for my most part.
But that's part of dirty
fighting. That's part of jiu-jitsu and the grappling.
That's part of dirty fighting.
Yeah, for sure.
You did the eye poke, you're also cutting
your
breath.
But like a ref isn't going to stop you from covering their breathing, though. Mm-hmm. Like they're not going to say, hey, I can't do that. Like they'll allow you to do that. The eye poke is just like, that's why to me, it's like you're either going to eye poke them or nut check them. And to me, Tony Ferguson will eat a nut check. Like, I'm not going to take time to like recover from this. I'm going to keep going. But an eye poke is going to slow you the fuck down.
But I think
that shit hurts,
5 minutes. They kept telling him, you want more? You want more time? And he was like, nah.
Well, the thing about an eye poke is that it's only gonna get worse the more that you like, because it's not gonna get better. Exactly, bro.
Show you.
Let's test the theory out.
Nah, bro, it's happened to me, bro.
Do it for the content.
Because he's a UFC fighter, right?
I gotta
remember when he said that one episode.
That shit hurts, bro. That shit hurts, bro. Like even the slightest, like just like scrape to the eye, bro, will hurt because it's such a sensitive part.
It's supposed to be like.
You know what I mean?
It's supposed to come in like
that's
this.
Why they talked about the gloves and how they want to.
Like,
yeah.
And then sometimes he's like, come and, block, throw, and, throw and, something at me real quick.
And
throw,
it was also,
and then sometimes he's they're trying to grab that hand too. That's why they be doing
and,
that.
And it's but also it was
that
also,
should look kind of blatant when he
that's
was.
That's what
like
I'm telling that. You, because in that moment too, Tony was pressing him, bro. Tony was walking him down, and then that shit happens. I'm like, nah, fucking Bobby Green, bro. So that's why I feel like, yeah, Tony Ferguson got a bad rap that day.
Honestly, I feel bad for Tony, man. It might even give me that Dana might just be like, bro, you can't be in a main card anymore.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, because he still garners a lot of viewership. A lot of people still like to like him as a fighter, though.
Hey, is he a gatekeeper or he's below a gatekeeper? He's a
gatekeeper. This is gatekeeping energy right here all over.
The crazy thing is that
six,
the,
bro, he got
the crazy thing is that
he got stripped when he was because of an injury.
And the crazy thing too is that he still has fought top competition regardless of this whole shit, bro. He's fought Benil Dariush. He's fought fucking Charles Oliveira. Like, the only one that I would say that are like maybe these last two have been the ones that are like a little lower, which was Nate Diaz and then this guy Bobby.
But
Green.
What about? I rewatched the Jan Blachowicz fight. I think they robbed Jan, bro.
Well, this is what I was saying.
Jan had a lot of cage control, but he didn't do much with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It was 450 of controlling him versus
two. Yeah, it was like more like 5 or 6 minutes,
two out of three rounds that this Pereira beat him on the feet.
On the strikes and shit.
Yeah, so it's like, to me, it's a very fair split decision.
But I saw it, and just the eye test was what gave it to you, where you like, you could have gave it to Jan, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Could have, yeah. That's why it's a split decision. If it would have been a majority decision, you got robbed. But it's a split decision. It's the closest thing to a draw, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I don't think Alex is going to be good in that division.
I think so.
He's got to gain more weight.
I totally think so.
I think. I just think that
he's got to gain more weight. That's why.
He came out at 205.
No? I think that Jan is just the type of fighter that he's going to go towards that suit that's going to hopefully win him the fight. With Jiří Procházka, I think that could be a different game. Jamal Hill, I think he would want to stand and bang with him.
But Jamal Hill, I feel like could drop Alex again. He needs to gain weight and gain muscle.
Like, why do you think Jon Jones took years?
Just look at the way like that Jan was easily taking him down, bro.
Well, this is the thing that Alex wasn't even fighting at middleweight, bro. He was walking around at damn near 225, bro. That's something that Glover was talking about. So it's like him dropping at 205 is like, I don't think it's a big deal. Because he's also fought at heavyweight when he was using kickboxing, bro. He's fought in all those three different divisions.
Those are different type of heavyweight classes. It's not the same way heavy class. Like, yeah, you could go different type of fighting.
No, so yeah, but it's still, but it's still not in fucking Muay Thai and all that and kickboxing and shit. It still has a limit, just like these other places do and whatnot. But I think he'll become champion in that division for sure.
What about Kevin Holland finally getting a submission?
He fought.
Kevin Holland still look rusty.
For me, Michael Chiesa would look rusty as fuck, bro. He hadn't fought, I think, over a year. But it was a great fight for Kevin Holland.
Really punching clean, like he wasn't hitting him clean,
bro. It was like, such a quick fight too. Like, nah, it wasn't. He didn't. He was. I feel like he was looking for a submission. Yeah, I'm being honest with you, because that's one thing that he said. He was like, I'm gonna show how I've improved in my grappling and this shit, and then hopefully Chiesa's improved in his striking and this and that. And it's like, so. Chiesa was like, he was fighting a fighter that has been very active for him being a year off. Like, that's one thing that I feel like. I don't think Chiesa retired or anything like that, but I definitely feel like if he fights again this year, maybe he'll look a little better. But yeah, that was the thing with him. Derek Lewis, though, with that flying knee was pretty crazy. He needed that victory without a doubt. Like, so I'm glad that he got that. He's a gatekeeper, though, for sure.
Derek Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been, bro.
Because especially with Jon Jones.
But he's still a knockout artist, though.
He's not a knockout artist.
Bro. He got 13 under his belt, bro.
Yeah, I think he has the heavyweight.
He got 13 knockouts under his belt,
that's
bro.
That's not an artist, though. An artist, to me, paints nice pictures. This guy just be talking shit after the fights. Like, his knockouts aren't pretty. To me, the guy that's like a knockout artist that was Francis, was a knockout artist. This guy... It's like
I still remember that fight we saw.
When he swung to the fences and he barely touched
they fought each other?
No, when Francis fought that one guy and he just came out swinging wild.
Over a strike.
And then they ask him,
I practice my combos. I'm like, fool, that didn't look like you practiced shit. It looked like you just went out there and swung for
bro, your life. Bro, have you seen that fight? In the first minute, bro, knocks him out.
Bro, it was 10 seconds, bro.
But it was just like, it's like those old school high school fights where you just come out, bro, and you're just swinging like crazy, bro. Yeah. And then he's like, I practice my combos.
I'm like, bro.
Yo, another thing that I want to... Damn, did I say this last week on the pod where I was saying that I didn't like how the Ultimate Fighter, they fucked up, or Conor had a fucked up haircut?
Yeah,
so hair implants,
no, you texted us.
Yeah, okay, so yo,
hair implants, bro.
Check this out. Episode 9 on Tough. This motherfucker, yo, it looked like he was trying to play it off, but he came in here like Conor coming in, right? But then, like,
was it messed up because he let that guy cut him up? Or
no, I don't think, because that guy got him decent. But this is what it seemed like, because I've been on set when they're filming stuff and I've seen it how it works. You have a certain amount of time to make shit happen. And knowing how Conor is, what I've heard, that he's always late and all this shit, he probably had to be there, get the cut and everything. But then, damn, bro, we got to get the shot going. Everybody's ready. They're already in the living room to eat. And you're still like, where you at? Because the haircut looked like one side was done and the other side was not.
No way. I got to watch this shit.
But the way that he's walking in there, it's almost like
playing it off.
Right. Like playing it off. Like, my haircut's not missed. Like, just Conor and shit, right? Breaks down what they're about to eat, the stew that they got him, the Irish stew. And then I'm just like, and then he leaves. And as he leaves, I'm like, you can straight tell from the back where it's like one side is like blended and then the other side is like, they were trying to blend it quickly, but all right, bro, we got to get out the chair, get to the road, you know? Like, and I'm like, bro. And it's orange hair. I mean, it's like you're a redhead.
Ginger, yeah.
That's, to me, that's easy as hair to fade, bro. Blonde hair, that type of hair.
Yeah,
two strokes, pause. Like, you're
that's
out
why there, so, that's why those girls don't even shave either.
They don't shave.
Blonde girls tend not to shave, bro, or even take off the hairs off their arms
because you can't see.
Because you can't see them.
I concur.
Now I want to show you guys.
But yeah, bro. Those fights were interesting. Then the main event, I did not see that coming, but I would say that if that would have been in Vegas,
I had Gagey.
I didn't see the head kick knockout coming, is what I'm saying. I thought we were going to have more of a bloodbath war. But again, I just feel like Utah, it introduced a different element, bro, because
elevation.
If it would have been in Vegas, dog, I feel like Dustin would have ate that kick. Would have done damage, probably would have stunned him a bit, but I don't think he would have fell to the floor like that. You know what I mean? And I think that
What do you think of Chandler talking trash to Poirier?
Well, Poirier said, shut the fuck up, bitch ass. So yeah, I mean. I think it's the same thing. It's kind of like, bro, you got beat by both of those fools. So, like,
who are you to talk?
Yeah, bro. Like, at this point, fight Dustin again if you want to. Like, Justin's on his way to title shot. You know what I mean? You know, he's the one next one to fight whoever wins between Islam and Charles.
Think Islam loses the belt?
I don't like that it's in Abu Dhabi again. I think that fight should have been here in the U.S. So, if FIFA wins again, I think it's rigged, in my personal opinion. But
you
I
think
hope,
it's, but
I
hope Charles, you think it's like boxing for him where he's the A side, so he's choosing the Abu Dhabi?
It's possible.
Come and get this part, bro, Eric.
Oh, I definitely already saw it.
Get this part, Eric. Right here.
You gotta make like a whole like reel about this, dog, because it's it looks faded up so much on that side. Even the back. He's got the back.
Look at that side, bro.
It looks horrible. Oh, I saw it. Like, there's a part too where he kind of slightly turns his head and you see like how one side just faded and the other side's just like still not blended all the way. You know, it's like faded but not blended. That's the best way I can put it.
Look. Oh my God, bro.
You got to make a reel out of that. Be like, who the fuck is his barber?
And I'm just shocked, bro, because it's like, you're $100 million man.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
There's a barber. Look at this shit.
That's crazy. Yeah. So like,
I'm shocked, bro. I'm just shocked as a barber. I don't make eye contact. I make hair contact. So
that means your hair makes contact with the other hair.
The first thing he noticed, you know, the first thing he notices when he sees someone,
bro, because
his phrasing was wrong.
Horrible.
I know what he means. He means that the first thing he notices when he sees someone is the hair.
That's not the phrasing is wrong. It's like the when the sneakerhead says, "I don't make eye contact, I make feet contact," which is they look at your.
Why would they look at your feet, bro?
Because if you're a sneakerhead, they're looking at your feet. If you got some heat,
but feet, nah, you're looking at the shoes, bro. Not the feet, bro.
Okay, so what's on your feet, bro?
I mean, look, for me personally, it's like when you make eye contact, it's the fact that the eyes are making contact with the other eyes. So if you say hair contact, it's the hair making contact with the other hair.
Yeah, that's
what sneaker saying. Contact is like...
But if you know the word of eye contact...
Playing footsies or what, bro?
You're having eye contact with somebody, right?
Yeah, so yeah. So it's eye to eye. So when you said hair... To me, when I heard hair contact, it was hair to hair. Okay.
I said that when I said that.
Yeah, and then...
That's why it's like funny when you guys, try to like...
I'm just letting you know how I interpreted it. I'm not saying that which is wrong.
So that you wouldn't interpret it that way, I even said, as a barber...
And I think for the sake of the podcast, I have to say that.
I don't make eye contact. I make... Hair contact. That's what I said as I started the game.
Can,
so it's just fucking hilarious.
Can I say something? Can we say it like this then? Can you make eye hair contact?
When you become a barber with your little Jainita that you're trying to, you know, conquer over there? You know,
I ain't trying to conquer nobody, fam.
Man, every man is trying to conquer some ass.
I'm trying to conquer my own ass, right?
Whoa.
Exactly. I'm trying to make myself
romance over here, huh?
Bro, how's that gonna work?
Huh?
How's that gonna work?
I'll let you know when I get there.
Wow.
It's growing that long, huh?
Wow.
Sir.
Now, so that kick was heard all over the United States. And maybe even in Abu Dhabi. Or no, London, where the last kick that happened similar to that was, right?
It was in Utah.
Oh, what?
It's the same place.
Usman got knocked down in Utah?
Same place. Mm-hmm. It's the same place.
I had told you guys this one.
Nah. Yes, bro. It's the same place. Nah. It was an elevation.
And there was a similar head kick knockout early in the card.
So two women's fighters from a Russian knocked guy. Out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Two women's fighters got knocked out the same.
Who's?
Trevor Whitman's?
No, because Trevor Whitman trains Justin Gaethje.
Justin Gaethje. He doesn't train Poirier.
Yeah. So Usman got knocked out. That does train with Trevor Whitman. But Gaethje won in this aspect. He was like...
Nah, I saw a video where they were like making fun of the coach where his face was a certain way because of the knockout.
I don't know. But
you didn't see that one?
No.
It was like a
meme. Nah, I didn't see that one either.
But yeah. Damn, y'all. Like, I missed it because I was, you know, I was kind of not in the present moment. Still, but when I saw the highlight seconds after, because he got staggered. I saw the first round. Dustin staggered Gaethje.
He threw that. Fake and then bam kick.
Yeah, but he's talking about in the first round.
He staggered him,
mm-hmm.
And then
he rocked him.
But then even Dustin in a post conference was like, "Damn, I should have gone after him at that point when he dropped him.
Mm-hmm.
He regrets not doing it,
following up."
But I like how he said that. You know what? I'm winning at life. I win at life where I come from.
But you know, it's funny because 48 hours later, he's talking about Ariel Helwani, how that this lost things because he was talking about, he's like, I lost to Khabib and I feel like Khabib was better than me, but I lost to a person that I feel like I'm better than on Saturday, and I'm like.
Khabib is not
I think there should be. I think there might be a rubber match too because they're 1-1.
Honestly,
and it's crazy because now Dustin is going through what happened with him and Connor, and the fact that he fought someone, he's fighting the same person 5 years later, and the result was drastically different. You know what I mean? So if there is a rubber match where they go a third
did you
time,
see what Connor was talking shit trying to get at Gaethje.
Yeah, honestly, there's certain things that Connor's getting old with this shit. Just the fact that it's like, bro,
stop it.
Like, you're not active right now, and these guys have been actively fighting.
Well,
he straight out said,
I'm not fighting nobody on steroids. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, that it's just like, if you want to also be credible, like, go clear that part up about yourself, then like, go join
USADA. How did he get that big?
All that, like, you had like
how
the whole USADA shit.
In
he
a little bit of time.
He needs to fucking... He used to go like address that shit, bro. Like,
I don't know. That Connor is my was.
Why does he want to get tested?
Connor is still my favorite fighter.
I'm shit, bro. Yeah, like, but I love the energy that he brings.
It's just hard to rock with it sometimes because it's like,
yeah,
he does some suspect stuff as a character, as a champion. That you're like, damn, you know, you should carry yourself a little better.
Yeah, and right
bro,
now,
and tough, he can't even train the guys, bro.
He's really not present to train him. It doesn't seem. I've seen most of the episodes.
He hasn't trained.
And he's in there doing some like. You know, handwork, but I don't think
you think that pain.
That part was crazy right there. I don't know. You think Connor is washed up, or the money changed him?
I definitely think it's the money part. Yeah. And I think that him
he's at that age where he shouldn't be fighting, bro. He doesn't have a reason to.
I think that the only reason he has is to prove it to himself, not to anybody else. And that's why I just feel like. Hopefully, I honestly can. All I can say is that I hope that he comes back and he has one more fight or maybe a couple more fights and he can walk out on a good note. But like, I feel like, and that's what he wants too, because to walk out on a note where in these last two ways, it's a rough way to walk away, bro. And I don't think that his legacy wants it. I don't think he wants his legacy to wrap up in that type of way. You know what I'm saying?
What's next for the UFC?
Sean O'Malley and
Chito Vera?
No, Sugar Sean and Sterling.
He was about to tell me no.
I was like, wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
Who else is in that card?
I would have to look it up right now.
Because there's really no other cards, right? Like,
well, in November, we have John Jones fighting.
Stipe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in November. Damn, we still don't have the NBA back.
And we have also, what's his name, coming back?
Who?
NBA is till October, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the second week of October.
So 292 has Aljamain Sterling versus Sean O'Malley, and then Wang Zeling versus Amanda Lemos, probably for the strawweight title there. Yeah.
That's the other thing. Women's division, they don't have anybody interesting after Amanda retired.
Well, Valentina is interesting to me.
Yeah, she has to win her title back, though.
She doesn't have it.
I think she could win it back from whoever's got it.
But then Alice is there to be the figure, though. There's not like a girl that you can go like, oh, that could be the next Rose. Figure. But she's also kind of died down.
Yeah, so Shevchenko is fighting Grasso in September.
Macy Barber. You think that she can become a figure?
She can become a figure.
Yeah, she has a shot. I mean, depending on what happens in these next. I think she had lost to Grasso too, which is a very interesting aspect there. But the Lakers recently said, especially Jeannie Buss, that they're going to retire LeBron's jersey when it's all said and done. Do you think
that means he's retiring with the Lakers?
Nah, it's just the fact that he's going to be a Hall of Famer and he played with the Lakers. He won a championship. But my question to y'all,
retiring the 23?
My question to you guys is him winning one championship enough for him to get his jersey retired as a Laker? Number one. Number two, which number would you retire?
I mean, they're not going to retire the six because that's the contribution of Bill Russell. That's why he changed his number back to 23 because of Bill Russell. Because the NBA retired that number across all teams.
Yeah, but they had left it available to those who already had it, but LeBron decided to go back out of respect.
Exactly. So that tells me that the Lakers wouldn't retire number six if they were going to do it because it's already attributed to Bill Russell.
Yeah.
So they would have to retire number 23. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if he's going to retire with the Lakers, I mean, it kind of makes sense. But if he's not retiring with the Lakers, then what's the point of retiring his jersey?
The Cavs are going to retire his jersey. The Heat are going to retire his jersey. And they're not. He's not retiring with them. He can't retire with both of them. The whole point is that he's winning. He has won a championship with this thing, and he's a Hall of Fame player. And the Lakers' criteria for you to be even discussed in that light is that you got to win champions.
All I know is Lakers in four.
And you got to also
be a
Hall of Fame player. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, for example, Pau Gasol just became part of the Hall of Fame. Yeah. That's why his jersey got retired, because he won two championships with Lakers, Hall of Fame player, you know what I mean? So, yeah, for sure, I would think it would be 23 just because of that dynamic, you know what I mean? He's not getting both retired because it's not happening. Kobe was a very unique player in that aspect. To get both in New York, not. So yeah, I mean Mark Jackson.
Nah, but Kobe won with both numbers. That's the difference.
Mark Jackson just got cut from ESPN.
He got demoted.
He's Doc Rivers is gonna be taking his
place. Head analyst, but they said he's gonna be in a lesser role, so he's still being analyzing.
The one I saw that he was let go from ESPN.
Send me that.
That's what I saw earlier today. That's why I'm about
to call. That's your boy.
Call my boy and be like, you alright, bro?
Can you give us the inside scoop?
Damn. ESPN.
Yeah, Mark Jackson out at ESPN, The Athletic, as network aims to make Doc Rivers lead NBA analyst. And it's like, it's crazy to me because Doc Rivers just got the boot from coaching.
Oh, so he's not with the Sixers anymore?
Nope. So it's like, it's crazy to me how like they'll make that move to move on from Mark Jackson and whatnot to put in Doc Rivers.
What you guys think about Caleb Plant having a fight with Charlo?
Uh-huh.
Did you see that?
Well, I saw this other video today of Charlo and how he was walking around the stadium and like he was like not disregarding security. And I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, the white lady.
So like I was like, was he carrying himself with demeanor that like Caleb saw that shit and was like, bro, like somebody's checked this fool right now. type thing. Cause that's what it looked like to me. It looked like that fool got checked for like, once I saw that video too, I was like, of him acting some type of way, like around other people.
Well, from so what I heard,
sketchy.
From what I heard,
well, he was walking away with this demeanor of like that, okay, angry and
so
shit.
Check
and
it
like,
out. The first when they had that scuffle, that was the day before after the weigh-in.
Oh, really? So, yeah.
And
right,
what
right,
I heard right. is that Charlo put his hands on his chin or something at first, and then after that, what we got was the recording of him getting socked.
Caleb,
for that.
Yeah.
So as Caleb is being pushed back by security, he's yelling, "Don't you ever put your hands on me. Don't you ever put your hands on me." Then
this guy Charlo's about to fight Canelo.
Charlo's girl is throwing stuff at Charlo, at Caleb. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's who you see throw something at him. Then that same female gets in a fight with...
He slapped him, by the way.
Huh?
He slapped him, by the way.
Nah, that was a sock. It looked like a sock.
Bro, I'm just looking at her right now. It straight says slap, and I'm seeing the open hand right now, too.
Sheesh. Oh, no, but...
Yeah, bro. He's
Caleb slapped, tried to slap.
Look at this shit in slow motion. Look.
Go back to when Caleb Platt fought Canelo. What did he do?
The same thing, basically. Mm-hmm.
He tried to, but what did Canelo do?
Canelo moved countered that way. Him. And countered the shit out of
him. Like, boom.
You and then cut him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't see that slow mo right now. You're gonna be like, bro, that, and then just, where you know what I'm saying? That thing was crazy, bro. So yeah, man. So and yeah, this guy is set to fight Canelo in September, and I know Charlo's going up in weight, right, to fight him.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm not sure about that. I think they're the same weight class. Or Canelo's dropping down because he was at cruiser at one point when he.
Well, I know that they're meeting at 170 right now.
Oh, so they might be. Yeah,
I think Charlo
Canelo's dropping down then. Canelo was at.
But that's his natural cruiser. Weight. You know what I mean?
Now he's been all over the place
because he fought Caleb at 170 though.
I think so. Yeah.
Like most of those fights, like Caleb the Jacobs fight. Nah, because that was around the same time when Usman was talking about. Oh, it was 168. Because at the same time when Usman was talking about, I'll fight Canelo because they're like basically the same weight class, 170, right. 168. And then he got knocked out into oblivion. But yeah, I saw that and I think that can make a future
fight.
You guys
think is boxing's coming back after this knockout that we saw, this stoppage?
I saw also that if Anthony Joshua wins his next fight, they'll line up him against Deontay Wilder at the end of the year. Which, if that's again, yeah, I would say, yeah, we're trending into a way where like we're seeing these fighters fight.
Nate Diaz is fighting Jake Paul this weekend.
I don't know how I feel about
that. Who do you guys have in that fight? Because the last fight he fought, he lost Jake Paul.
Yeah, he lost against Tommy, right? What I think too is you probably might have to take it off the tripod completely. But what I saw that it was for the most part with Nate. First of all, he contested for it to be 12 rounds. So it's going to be the first 12-round fight for Jake, too. 10. Well, Jake, I mean, from what I heard, Nate pushed for it so much to be 12 rounds. And it's almost like I compare that to when he fights in the UFC where he always wants it to be a 5-round fight because he's going to be still have that gas tank, if you will, towards the end. So I feel like that's what his hope is.
I think he's washed, though.
Is that he can touch Jake at the end. But Jake has size, man.
Yeah, exactly. He's washed.
Jake has size, and I think they're fighting at 185. Like, Nate Diaz, I don't think ever really fought at that weight class, even in the UFC. His brother did. But, like, him in general, like, it wasn't like that. So, yeah, that's what I see there. Man, I got to ask you this, because you're the soccer head here, the football head here. In this ending stage of the career of Messi, Ronaldo, and the rivalry and the debate, mm-hmm. who do you think is going to have the bigger impact on soccer?
We already know who that is, bro.
What
do you mean, the new guy?
I want Messi.
No, the new guy.
I'm talking about them two and where they're at right now in their careers, at the end of their careers. Who's going to have the bigger impact? At the end of their careers, not overall, just at the end of their careers. Manny. Come on, bro.
It's going to have to be Messi. The reason.
Ya sabes, cabrón.
Hold on. Let me explain my reasoning. Why?
Decile, pues. Decile.
The reasoning why is because he's coming to a U.S. market. It's a younger market compared to what's in Saudi Arabia. Not only is it a younger market, the U.S. is doing everything possible to improve their team. So to have him here also helps the league grow even more. However, with the Saudi thing, Saudi is more than just Ronaldo at this point. Right. Look at all the players that just
going over there.
Migrated over there because they're getting big paydays, you know.
But do you think that you'll see?
I don't know if
you think you'll see. You'll think that in the coming years you'll see that the U.S. is going to become a bigger destination, or you think it's just all Inter Miami and Barcelona 2.0?
The MLS is still growing, bro. And then also they're bringing back what they used to do, which was play against South America teams and then Mexico and all that. They're bringing those cups back.
Yeah.
So that's also going to help club soccer be developed here. You guys have to remember how young the MLS is. A lot of people don't remember that.
Only like
MLS,
about 30 years old.
30 years,
yeah.
The MLS started in the 90s. A lot of people don't forget that. You know, they think it's been on longer. So
how long has Saudi Arabian football been around?
That one I don't know. I'd have to look it up. That one I don't know. But that's the other thing that you have to think about. Like, the MLS hasn't been there long enough, and it's still growing. It's still in infancy.
Yeah.
And then it, just look at the U.S. team, how much it's improved.
Yeah.
You know, from them playing here in MLS, some of them going directly to Europe. So you're seeing it grow even more.
Yeah.
So you don't know, like, who from the academy or who from Inter Miami can learn from Messi and just become even a better player because of that.
Yeah, definitely.
I think he's going to be... right now, he is technically, like I would say, the face of the league. You know, he's the biggest player here in the MLS, so he's the face of the league at the moment.
Yeah.
So he's going to have a bigger impact compared to, like, the Saudi. And even Ronaldo, they asked him if they think that he should return to Europe soccer, and even he said, "I'm 38.
Neither the closed doors
no
closed.
No team is gonna want to take."
I mean, I still think he can do
like be subbed in, but that's not his mentality.
He don't want to do that.
He don't want to do that. He's the type of guy who wants to be the main guy.
Messi?
No, Ronaldo.
Mm. But that is what I.
Here's,
feel like
here's the other thing.
Don't you think that's gonna hurt his ending of the career, when you can have been seen in a different light, but since your ego won't get out of the way?
I mean, not really, because first of all, Ronaldo's going for the payday. He's already 38. It's a payday for him to be over there. And at the same time, bro, it's like he's won everything. I would say it's different if, like, okay, he hadn't won a single trophy. And all right, then I would be like, that's a bad way to end your career because you haven't won anything. But he's won everything, not with three teams technically.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no reason for him to feel that way or think of his career that way.
Gotcha.
And same thing with Messi. Messi's won everything, so it's good on both
ends. He hasn't won that MLS Cup though.
Eh, we'll see. I mean, that team was 27th place when he arrived.
Maybe he wins.
Right now, it's maybe doing
he wins,
better.
Maybe he wins another Champions League, bro.
Nah, the MLS isn't going to be in the Champions League. What the hell are you talking about?
There's a CONCACAF Champions League, bro. Oh.
You didn't know that?
No, I know that. Yeah. But like, you talk Champions League, it's not the
CONCACAF. I didn't say a UEFA, bro. I just said a Champions League, bro. Come on, dog. I just said he's going to win a Champions League. I didn't say UEFA Champions League. I said
CONCACAF. It's because whenever you say Champions League, it's usually UEFA, bro. UEFA.
But, man, hopefully Messi just makes United States soccer stand up during the World Cup and all that.
Yeah, because right now, as of lately, it's been the women doing it. They're about to play Portugal in a couple of hours.
I think the 2026 one, the U.S. team is going to be really good. I mean, you're going to have a developed Pulisic. Right now, he's in AC Milan.
By the way, who's the coach right now?
They brought the same guy back.
Cool. I like them, actually.
Pulisic is right now the main guy for AC Milan. He left Chelsea. So I feel like he's going to develop more playing in Italian football. You have Gio Reyna, he's still at Borussia Dortmund. So, like, he's going to develop even more. I wonder where Tyler Adams is going to go. His team got regulated. So I wonder where a team he's going to end up going to. You have McKennie, who's at Juventus.
He's good.
So, I mean, you have a lot of prospects, bro, they're still doing well.
I wish Roldan would go somewhere, too.
Who?
Alex Roldan, the starter.
Okay.
Because they start him a lot at the defensive position. I think, like, left back, I believe.
Okay.
Or right back. So
the Favi kid?
Yeah.
That his brother's in the team?
Yeah. I would hope that he would go to, like, I think the best place, especially since he's defense, would be, like, the Italian league, bro.
Okay.
So he could develop, like, you know, better skills in that aspect.
Just go to play, go be the Rafa Marquez in Barcelona that they had.
Something, bro. But I think, like, that's something where they would need to improve, too, because I feel like a lot of the... Because Tyler Adams is, too, also, I think, midfield or winger, right?
No, Tyler Adams plays CDM, so he's a defensive midfielder. Uh-huh.
So it's like, I feel like they also need to throw some of their... Start getting their defensive people back over there, too, you know what I mean? Because...
Yeah, I don't know where Tyler Adams is going to end up. I think he should leave. He should not be stuck in that team. But it's also who's willing to pay for him, who's willing to get him out of there. I don't know what his agent's doing, if they're going to get him out of there or if he's going to have to be stuck there. I mean, they still have, like, if I'm not mistaken, about 2 or 3 more weeks.
Well, he has a clause that he has a relegation release clause. I'm reading right here.
Oh, so he does.
Probably get out, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's he should do that and go to a different team.
Did you guys ever see the Stephen Curry documentary?
I have not yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
You should watch. It's a good one.
Yeah, that one's on Apple, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Damn, the release clause is apparently $25 million for him, bro.
Billion?
Million.
Million. My bad. Right. This happens to be the same amount of money Leeds played previously for right back from. I think this is Lepiz. Is that German?
Yeah, it's a German.
Yeah, so to obtain Adams last summer. So he was playing with them too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe he goes back there.
He could go back to Germany. Yeah.
So as a right back, that'd be dope too. That'd be dope.
All right.
Gracias. Thank you guys so much.
Peace.
Peace, y'all.